Schools around the country are paying tens of thousands of dollars to private consultants to completely change the way they teach reading. The so-called structured literacy approach is backed by 30 years of research, but schools are not entitled to any Ministry of Education funding to do it. Ruth Hill reports.
Wanaka principal Jo Mackay says the problem with the current system is it waits for children to fail and then tries to do something about it. She and her colleagues at the State Integrated Holy Family School were frustrated by the lack of progress for some students, despite what she calls a mishmash of interventions.
We were still getting the same things, the same data, and they weren't really working for us. So we really needed to stop doing what we'd been doing and take the risk and make this change.
The school, which has 225 students, has spent about $30,000 on professional development for its teachers and another $15,000 on resources. Children are taught phonics, or how to sound out words, and Jo Mackay says some staff are initially reluctant to do something that is so at odds with their training.
I've seen the teachers working within our school who have said to me personally, "Oh my goodness, I get so much more." You know, they're very, very capable teachers, but they feel like it just is really clicking for me now. I feel like I have the ability now to, you know, really make a change and impact for these children, whereas before, you know, I just felt like I was scratching the surface.
Most schools teach balanced literacy, also known as the whole language approach, developed by groundbreaking New Zealand educationalist Dame Marie Clay. It's based on the idea that learning to read should be as natural as learning to talk, and if you put children in a book-rich environment, they will learn to read in their own time, taking their cues from pictures and context. However, advocates of structured literacy say all children benefit from explicit instruction. Jo Mackay says her school has seen phenomenal improvements for all students, including those with dyslexia. Kaiapoi North School in Canterbury has invested about $20,000, and Principal Jason Miles says it's worth every cent.
After 2 years of those children having the structured literacy approach, 68 of the 72 children are at or above the curriculum standards, and it's in the 90% rather than the 65-70%.
He's frustrated by the lack of government support. The Ministry does fund the Reading Recovery Program, pioneered by Marie Clay, at a cost of just over $29 million this year. Mr. Miles says schools should be able to use the money for other programs. Fellow Canterbury Principal Penny O'Brien agrees.
We know that there's no point putting students through a program that isn't actually going to benefit them in the long run. That's a waste of resources, and that's hugely stressful for a child and their families.
Ladbroke School on the outskirts of Christchurch converted to structured literacy, or phonics, 3 years ago. Penny O'Brien estimates it's cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for a specialist teacher, 6 learning assistants and professional development for all teaching staff. But she says you can't put a price on what students have gained.
I listened to a little person ring their parent today just to say how much success they'd had with their literacy, and the smile and the confidence just absolutely makes your heart just burst, really, doesn't it? That's what we're here for.
She says it's been a massive shift for staff, but they will never look back.
It's about doing the right thing for our kids, really. And once you know it, you can never unknow it, and you don't want to unknow it.
Literacy expert Professor James Chapman from Massey University says it's great that principals are taking the initiative.
It's a pity they have to pay for it. But those principals who have chosen the structured literacy approach are absolutely onto it in terms of the best reading science evidence at the moment.
No one from the Ministry of Education was available for interview. A spokesperson says there are no plans to fund other literacy programs outside Reading Recovery, which is now being enhanced to strengthen the focus on phonics. For Morning Report, Ruth Hill.